Welcome to Amy's Oracle and Healing Podcast. My mission for this podcast, I will cover the subjects that deal with your mind, your body, and your soul. So this means spirituality, spirit practices, healthy foods, fitness, exercise, losing weight, mindset, positive mindset, even changing your mindset. So with no further ado, let's get into this episode. Welcome back. So if you've been listening to my podcast a few podcasts ago, I talked about one of the things to help would be visualization. So I wanted to actually go into that a little bit more in this podcast. So visualization is where you can visualize in your mind how you want your body to look. So you can use visualization for anything. You can use it for your life, where you live, for, you know, anything, losing weight, you know, quitting smoking. You can use it for anything in your life, but let's put this around the subject of weight loss. So you can actually use and visualize in your mind's eye how you want to look. So if you visualize the outcome, then subconsciously that goes into your subconscious, and that will start actually making your mind and your body act in a way that will help you go in that direction. So it's one of the things you can do to actually help your self-talk. So if you become more positive about your body and fitness and diet, it will help you actually reach those goals a lot quickly and easily. And this can be helped by visualization. So some people still may think it's like a bit of a controversial thing, it's a bit hippie, you know, that sort of thing. But through the years, it's actually become more acceptable. People don't understand why it works or how it works, but I really do believe there is a mental, spiritual, body connection. So if you imagine it, this goes into your mind, in your spirit, and into your body. And when the three connect, it actually works like a machine and gets to where you need to go. So a lot of people won't be able to prove it, but it doesn't mean it. You don't need proof. You just need to try it and see if it works for you. That's all you need to do. And also, if you want it bad enough, there's the saying, if you want it bad enough, you'll get it. So if you visualize that you want to lose weight and you do that by imagining a happier picture of yourself, sometimes if we don't do a visualization, we could actually be battling with our own mind if we don't think we are doing better. Mentally, you can actually talk yourself and actually make yourself, you know, not get where you need to go. So you have this belief sometimes that you can't lose weight. And some people say it aloud, they say it to themselves. And the more you say something, the more it goes in your subconscious, and the more you believe it and your body believes it, and it comes true. So you need to be careful what you speak into existence. So visualization is one of those tools you can help change those belief patterns till you can imagine what you will look like, and that will feed your body, your mind, your spirit. This can also help you, because when you're battling your own negativity, doing, you know, visualizations, actually helpful tool. Another thing that could help you is meditation. So meditation and visualization can go hand in hand as well. And if you haven't tried it, it might be good to try it, because there are so many guided meditations out there that could help you with these sort of mindsets that you may have if you're battling them. Also, you can always speak to professionals. You can speak to a doctor, a counselor, that may actually help you along this journey as well. I think professionals are really important. Visualization can be a really strong technique, because it can overcome what you think, your negative thoughts and impulses. If you're plagued by negativity, or because of the restrictions of your diet, you need to make sure you do this visualization probably pretty regular until you don't need to do it anymore and it becomes something ingrained in your subconscious. Negative voices in your head are also the things that can be distracting. So by focusing on that in a visualization on what you want to achieve and where you want, what do you want to look like, this can actually dull those negative voices. It's important when you start visualization that you practice it every day, if possible. You don't need to take half an hour, it's just a few minutes, literally 2 minutes. You just need a quiet place, close your mind, empty your mind, just relax, and then just think of what you want to look like. Just imagine what you look like from your head to your toe to your body. If you want to use it as a photo or a moving picture, however you want to visualize it. Sometimes people might want to cut out a picture for a magazine and put it on a wall and say, this is what I want to look like. But you need to be careful about that because some pictures are photoshopped and it may be an unachievable image. So it needs to be something how you want to look. It could be you just want to look, you know, you don't mind looking muscly. You just want to look muscly and toned, or you just want to look, you know, a little bit slimmer. Looking like a model is probably not the most achievable outcome because depending on your body size and shape, that might not be practical. So you need to make sure, this is the way I want to look. I want to, you know, look like this. And that's what you visualize in your mind's eye. As long as it's, I'm saying, realistic. You need to look at, let your eyes visualize from the inside of your mind what you look like on different parts of your body. And imagine that your body getting thinner and thinner. So using it as a meditation process could help too. And also it helps that when you're walking around, you feel slimmer. You walk around with confidence and that you feel like you're thinner. You feel you are thinner. That mindset helps you a lot and gives you that confidence. Just think affirmations help, saying I'm flexible, I am slim, I am fit, I am my ideal weight. So, you know, affirmations might help as well during the process. Weight loss isn't an overnight thing, and sometimes the journey of the weight loss actually helps people more than they realize. It actually changes your mindset. It will change how you feel spiritually, and you might come across things you never would have thought of before. So making sure you go this process with an open mind, wanting to learn more and more information, is probably the best thing you could ever do. So make sure when you're on this journey that you are a sponge and listen to all the information, speak to professionals, always find an anchor to see, is this information correct or not? So hopefully this helps you. Until next time.